Your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge Morning Mess here. Can we say good morning to Miranda?
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I need your help.
Well, we hear. We hear you need some revenge on your coworker, though. What did they do?
Yeah, I need revenge on my coworker, Justin, for getting our phones completely banned in the office.
Wow. I don't even know what the hell this show would do without our phones.
What are you talking about? I don't need my phone.
I'd be safe.
I'm not on my phone right now.
Okay. Well, how do you do that?
Well, we work for like a marketing and sales firm, and a few times a week we have to do this like all staff meeting, right? And we go over things that, frankly, in those meetings, it's all stuff that could be sent over email, but it is what it is.
Come on.
Relatable.
You know, of course, during the meetings, like, we're obviously supposed to be paying attention, right?
Right.
And, Justin is very bad at that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and so he's just, like, always on his stupid phone. And, you know, at this point, it's gotten to the point where he's not even, like, hiding the fact that he's on his phone during the meeting. And at our last meeting, one of our managers just basically, like, lost it. He said, since Justin can't control himself, we're not allowed to use our cell phones at all.
Oh, my God. So he's Mr. Popular in the hallways.
Yeah.
You can't even, like, sneak your phone?
No, we're literally having to lock up our phones, like, at the start of our workday.
Oh, not phone jail. Okay, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, they bought a lockbox, and they're making us all put our phones in there before we start our shift. So, I don't know. That's why I thought I would call you guys and see if you could...
prank them. That's what we do.
Help
so,
out.
let's say, what is the prank you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking that you could say that, like, all of his coworkers have started to complain to HR about him. But obviously, like, you would make the complaints, like, just, like, wildly ridiculous and, like, obviously lies.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We hate Justin, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Listen, your favorite prank calls. We're going to ruin her coworker Justin's morning. Up next, Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. All right, it's the Morning Mess. Inside your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We caught up with Miranda. She's trying to get us to ruin her coworker Justin's morning. I guess, you know, Justin is very addicted to his phone, as we all are, but he keeps doing it during meetings at work. And your boss had it, Miranda, so much so. He's like, well, if Justin can't pay attention and can't stay off his phone, no phones in the office place. And now you and the coworkers absolutely hate Justin.
Yes, absolutely. He ruined it for all of us.
Now, guys, I talked to Miranda off the air and got some insight about some other things that I'm going to play. That I come from the HR, and all his coworkers are complaining about Justin's activities at work.
Justin's doing a lot of things.
Yes. Here we go, y'all.
Hello.
Hi, is this Justin?
Who is this?
This is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with two O's. I'm the HR rep from your workplace. Is now a good time to go over the complaints, or would you just want to go straight to the being fired?
Being fired? What do you mean fired?
That's correct. It seems like you have many complaints from coworkers in the office, and we're reviewing your terminations.
What do you mean you're the HR? What happened to Janice?
Janice? She died.
She died?
Of boredom, yes. She was so very bored with these jobs, so she quit.
Oh, God. Okay, good.
Right. You think she's good that she quit?
No, I thought you said that she died. So I was saying it was good that she didn't die.
Okay. Anyways, as I said, we are reviewing your termination and need to speak to you to confirm some complaints.
Look, if this is about the phone thing, I already apologize, but I cannot lose my job, please.
Well, there's the phone thing. Then there's the food thing. Then there's the toenail thing as well.
What?
Hold up. What toenail thing?
Yes, one of the complaints is that you clip your cheesy-ass toenails.
Ew.
That's a direct quote, by the way, at your desk.
I don't freaking clip my toenails at work.
Let's just wait to see what the Dunna test results say, okay?
What is the Dunna? What is Dunna?
The Dunna. DNA.
Oh,
I've never heard it pronounced like that before.
Okay, moving on. The other complaint is that you eat other people's lunches.
That was one time. It was an accident. I said I was sorry for that. And that was a long time ago.
Is it true you grabbed their uneaten leftovers from the trash can as well?
Ew.
No, I don't eat garbage out of the trash can.
Little trash panda in the office. Not you. You little trash panda, you.
Who said that? That's disgusting.
Well, so is clipping your toenails at your desk. That's clearly the pattern here with you, Justine.
Okay, look, this is total bullshit. I don't eat trash food. I don't clip my toenails at my desk. You cannot fire me.
Justin?
What is happening?
Justin, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your co-worker, Miranda, put us up to this prank call. She's on the line with us this morning.
Hi, Justin.
Miranda, what the hell is happening?
So I am getting your ass back for getting the phones banned at work, okay?
Is it really that serious that you had to do that to me?
Are you kidding? That's the guy who, like, literally couldn't keep himself off his phone. Yes, it is that serious.
You're going to get to know each other real well with the no phone policy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.